Unit 21. Who gets the money? Lesson 81. 1. Reading comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. Who is going to get the money? 2. Who visited the detective and why? A problem for the detective. 1. J.J. Cole stopped his work on a report, put down his cigar, and went to the door to greet his new customer. A handsome young man of about 30 stepped into the Washington office of the famous detective. Good morning, Mr. Cole. I hear that you are one of the best detectives in the capital. Well, I have a problem. So, how can I help you? Asked the detective. My name's Tom Good, by the way. My aunt, Mrs. Flower, died 3 weeks ago. Her husband had built up a large business during his lifetime. And when he died 10 years ago in 1989, he left all his money to his wife. So your aunt was a wealthy woman? That's right. And she's left about $4 million in her will to her husband's daughter by his first marriage. The young woman's name is Claire Flower. She was born in 1966. She left home when she was 18 and has lived in Los Angeles for the past 15 years. She didn't visit her stepmother much, though I believe that they used to speak on the phone from time to time. None of the family, apart from her father and my aunt, have seen her since. When my aunt was buried, Claire turned up at the service and afterwards stayed for tea while the family's lawyer explained how my aunt's money was to be divided up. In fact, it all goes to Claire. I was speaking to her about my aunt and mentioned that my aunt had been very sad ever since Clegg died, and said to her, "Of course you know how important Clegg was to her." And Claire said, "Did they used to go out a lot together? You know, for meals and to concerts and the cinema?" I managed to hide my surprise when I answered, "Because Clegg, you see, was my aunt's pet dog." The point is, Claire didn't even seem to know about my aunt's dog, Clegg. And I know that they wrote to each other and spoke on the phone, even if they didn't often see each other. "So what do you want me to do?" asked the detective. "I want you to check out this Claire Flower and see that she has the right to get my aunt's money. Because something, somewhere, smells funny." Cole nodded. "Okay, I can do that. First, I'll need some information about Claire. For a start, how old was she when her father married again?" "He married my aunt in 1971, so Claire would have been 5 years old." "I see. Maybe there are some things among your aunt's papers, like Claire's school reports, old photographs, and so on. Can you go through them and give me whatever you find? I'll also need a list of all your and her relations' addresses and telephone numbers. I also need your permission to speak to the family lawyer about this matter." Lesson 82. 1. Reading comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. What happens to Claire and why? 2. Who gets the money in the end? A problem for the detective. 2. 7 weeks later, there was a meeting at the lawyer's office. Present at the meeting were Claire Flower, Tom Good, the lawyer, and the detective, who was introduced to everyone as the lawyer's assistant. There was another unknown man. When everyone had taken his or her place, the lawyer spoke as follows. Mrs. Flower's house has now been sold. It only remains for me to pass all the money that she had to the right person. Will Claire Flower please step forward? The young woman stood up and stepped forward. Your name is Claire Flower? It is. Mrs. Flower directed that all the money that belonged to her should come to you. Here is a cheque for $4,725,466. Please sign here to show that you have received the money. Claire took the pen and added her signature, saying, Good, that is all correct. No, it isn't, said the detective suddenly. He turned to the young lady. You have signed your name Claire Flower, but that is not your name. Yes, it is, she said. And who are you, anyway? My name is J.J. Cole, private detective, and this man is a police officer. You have tried to get Mrs. Flower's money by taking a false name. Your name is Hope Darwin, said the detective. Turning to the rest of the group, he continued, You met Claire at university in Los Angeles, and later you shared a flat with Claire for 5 years. Then Claire fell ill after a holiday in Mexico, and you knew she was going to die. You knew her stepmother was rich, and you suddenly had a bright idea. If you could pretend to be Claire, you would be able to get the money instead. Fortunately, you knew that Claire had not seen any of her family for many years, apart from her stepmother. It was unlikely that any of them would know the difference between the two of you. Perhaps you will explain to this police officer why you changed the color of your hair to dark brown 2 months ago. I'm allowed to change the color of my hair, she said angrily. Yes, but you're not allowed to sign your name Claire Flower. If your name is Hope Darwin, he turned to the police officer. I watched Hope secretly for a week, and I even paid a visit to her at work. I had several photographs of Claire Flower, and I picked out one interesting photograph of Claire, aged 12, in an art class at school. Don't tell me that all this is because of a photograph taken when I was 12. A lot of things can change over 21 years. Yes, but one thing is most unlikely to change. Just now, we all watched you sign to show that you had received the cheque. You are left-handed, but in this photograph, you will see that the young girl is painting with her right hand. People change, but they don't suddenly change from being right-handed to being left-handed. When the police officer had taken away Hope Darwin, Tom Good turned to the lawyer. Now we know that Claire Flower is dead. Does that mean the money will now come to me? After all, I am the only one of my aunt's relations still alive. He was smiling hopefully. The lawyer was brief and to the point. No, your aunt did foresee that Ms. Flower might die before her. She instructed in her will that if that were to happen, all the money should go to an organization for helping the blind, called Helping Hand. So, to answer your question, you get nothing.